I'm Claudia, I'm an addict.
Hi, Claudia.
God. Wow. Well, I wasn't expecting to do this chair. I came to meet my sponsor. And like a whirlwind, which is what my life's been like, I was suddenly sitting in this chair. But there you go. I think I'll start. It was weird, actually, on the way here, I drove here, and I was just going through my mind, all like from things in the late 80s, you know, and running around Shaftesbury Avenue and all those clubs and everything. And I was just thinking, God, that's when it was really fun, you know. And then I sort of saw the contrast of that with, I saw obviously the homeless people and stuff like that. And I thought, you know what, that was me. And it doesn't matter how much makeup I put on or whatever, you know, that could always be me. That is a part of me, but I just don't choose to let it out at the moment. You know what I mean? And I always remind myself of that, that just because my life has turned around just amazingly, it doesn't mean that it can't all go away as well. God, I don't know what... I'm not very well in the head today. I've been to a meeting for about 3 weeks. I've been away for 10 days, and which was really nice, and if I wasn't in recovery, I wouldn't have gone away. But I do feel a little bit mad, which means my head is going at about 100 miles an hour, and I'll probably start stuttering, so just bear with me. I suppose I'll just give you a bit of background. Okay, so I always felt very different. I felt like I didn't fit into my family and nothing was ever good enough for me. I was always looking for something else, whether it was clothes, whether it was this, whether it was... And then that kind of led into an eating disorder, which then led into drugs. And the end of my using was really horrible. I was an IV drug user using crack and heroin, and I was on methadone, and I was 44 years old, and I just thought, for fuck's sake. And I had tried so many times to get clean, and I just couldn't do it. I'd been to the rooms, I was just like, yeah, whatever. You know, sitting in a room, people's chatting about drugs, how am I going to get clean, you know? But part of that, I think, was because I wanted everybody else to do it for me and not me do it for myself. And, you know, the gift of desperation, they say, and that was what happened to me. I never thought I was going to get clean. I had decided by the age of 44 that, you know, I had chronic hep C, I was completely like a bloated mess, on a script, using on top, doing crime, being a nightmare, and I just thought, you know what, you can have me. I sort of stopped fighting the addiction and just went, you know what, you know, have me. And from that moment, it was really weird. I started to want to get clean, but it was different. And I didn't really have anywhere else to go. And I'll be honest, I always say this, you know, it came down to, you can go to a meeting because no one's using there, or you can use. And the meeting just was slightly a better option, you know, even though I felt ashamed and, you know, trundling in there and all the rest of it. And that's kind of where it started. And I just, in the beginning, it was about not using drugs. It was about getting through one day without using, on top of my script. I then reduced myself down by going to meetings until I got clean. And the ironic thing is, I've been in and out of institutions for years trying to get clean. I get clean, I come out, I use it. And then in the end, I'm in my flat on my estate, and I get clean. Do you know what I mean? It's really weird. But that was a big part of it, was meetings. And part of that was because I was so isolated, and I didn't want to hang around with people. I was very paranoid and all the rest of it. And probably not very nice to be around, to be really fair, but there you go. I was such a terrible thief. Oh, God. Anyway. But I didn't do it. So it kind of taught me how to get back in. It took me a long time, and I still struggle. I felt very hostile and sort of aggressive because I felt very afraid, and I didn't really understand what I felt. I just knew that I had to be aggressive and hostile to keep people right. You know, you just stay there, because why are you talking to me? What do you want? Do you know what I mean? I'm going to get you before you get me sort of thing. And it took me a long time, but part of going to meetings was about re-entering into some sort of society or some sort of place where people actually allowed that behaviour, but it was okay, and it was kind of like, oh, well, you know, it'll be okay, she'll be all right, you know. Whereas before, I'd always been thrown out of places or, you know, arrested or just carnage wherever I went. And so that was a big part. So it was about staying off drugs every single day, and it was about getting to meetings, because I knew that in that hour I'd be safe and that I found that I actually did like being around people, whereas I thought I didn't. And the reality is I didn't, because I didn't want to share my drugs with anyone, you know. And I was high, so of course I was fine, you know what I mean? But when I came off all this drugs, I was like, actually, interacting with people, as hard as it is for me, makes me feel better, you know. And really sort of simple things like that. And my life very quickly got better, you know. I used to hear that in the rooms. I used to think, oh, bullshit, how, you know. I had two children in active addiction. They live with their dad still now. At one point, I didn't see them for 6 years. And then when I was in prison, I started the contact up again, but I didn't get anything back. And it's been a long period of time now. And now I have a really good relationship with both my children. My son, who's 16, is really proud of me. They know about, you know, they don't know the ins and outs, but they know that I'm an addict. They know I go to meetings. And I also now work in the field with under 25-year-olds, which is great. because my mental age is the same as theirs. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. I love it. It's like looking at me years ago going, oh my God. But I'm at college as well, which is finishing soon. But all these things that I thought I'd never be able to do, I did. And I think it has to be something to do with the meetings, because I managed to get myself clean, then motivated, then did some courses, then did some stuff volunteering, then, you know, and now I'm here. And I'm 48 today, not years clean, obviously. not that young. I'm 48 years old today, and, you know, the journey has been incredible. It's easy for me to sit and go, oh yeah, well, it's really great. It is really great. But you know what? I had to put some action in. I had to do stuff to get stuff. And not, I'm not talking about in a manipulative way. I'm not talking about in a crime way, you know, oh, I'll do this for you. I had to kind of stop all that way of thinking. I had to stop the kind of trying to get round things and the lying and all of that stuff. Because for me, all those little things, they add up. And then it just feeds into that part of me that is not very nice, you know. And now, because I don't have drugs to kind of block that out, I can't live with it. You know, there's certain things I just can't. I can't live with that feeling. And there's also a lot of relief in that. There's a lot of relief in my life that I don't have to deal with that bullshit. And yes, okay, I see it at work, but you know what? When I go home, I'm like, oh my God, thank God. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, I'm sort of. I've finally grown up. That's what it is. That was a big part of it as well. My mum said to me once when I was 40, when are you gonna grow up? When are you gonna? And I think part of me getting clean this time and staying clean and being in recovery, because I feel that being abstinent and being in recovery are two different things, and is growing up and taking responsibility. And taking responsibility for my part in everything as much as I can. I'm not perfect. You know, I still resent people. I still scream and shout. I still, you know, have tantrums, throw myself on the floor. And, you know, I had one at the airport. And, you know, so that all still happens. But you know what? It's not the end of the world. And I don't think the sky's going to fall in. I've got to smoke crack or go and have a hit. Do you know what I mean? Which is what my life was about. Oh, my God, I feel so uncomfortable. It could be any of the slightest thing. And that was it, you know, curtains drawn, bosh, on it. So all I suppose I'm feeling really grateful. I'm really glad I came tonight. It was a struggle, I have to say, because I haven't, you know, I feel a bit disconnected. But I hope somebody got something from this garbled, like, speedy, whatever it is. But yeah, no, I'm grateful today, and I think, you know, having tried every other way, this is the way that has proven to I'm in recovery, you know, and it's a miracle, really. And I'll leave it there.